Hello, Tom Daly here, presenting My Self-Worth, a podcast brought to you by L'Oréal Paris and the Prince's Trust. Today, I'm talking about how I turn my self-doubt into self-worth. We all know that the words we say to ourselves matter. Our inner voice can fuel our self-doubt, but we can turn this voice into a positive force by saying an affirmation. You know, those empowering words we say to ourselves. When I'm standing on the edge of a 10-meter platform, it's the height of two double-decker buses and half a car, all piled on top of each other. I'm about to take 1.8 seconds to hit the water at 35 miles an hour. So when I'm standing on the end of the board, there are lots of voices in my head telling me, don't do it, don't jump. What are you thinking, putting your body through this? And what if you land wrong? What if you hurt yourself? What if you hit your head on the board? Just like everybody else, I worry that things are going to go wrong. I have self-doubt. You know, I try to be as confident as I can be, but that's just not human. You can't be self-confident and think that everything's going to be okay all the time. It's not just in my diving that I experience self-doubt. It's in my everyday life. There are times where I struggle and I try to speak to people about that. My husband, my coach, my mum, all these people to try and help me figure out the best way that I can be the best me. The inner voices and the self-doubt that goes through my mind when I'm in the middle of a training session or in everyday life, I try to use that as fuel for the fire to try and make me the best that I can be. With a lot of practice and a lot of mindfulness techniques, I've learned to try and live in the moment because that is the only time that you can control. To be able to just live in the now is something that has helped me really gain perspective on so many different things in my life. It was actually my husband that recommended doing some mindfulness and breathing techniques because in competition, it is one of the most stressful environments. Mindfulness is a technique of being able to focus on your breathing and focusing on living in the present moment and understanding and acknowledging the fact that you can't control anything that has happened, anything that's been done. You can only focus on right now. Mindfulness is something that can be as little as 2 minutes to 10 minutes, 30 minutes, however much time you've got. I personally only do 10 minutes each day of mindfulness, but I use those techniques throughout the day and at different moments when I feel like I need to bring myself back to the moment. It's something that takes a little bit of time and a little bit of practice, but once you're able to practice mindfulness successfully, I can promise you it will make things day to day a lot smoother and easier. If I knew that someone was on their way to work and worrying about what was going to happen, on the way to an exam, on their way to a competition, on their way to something that is causing them some kind of stress, anxiety, and worry, the thing I would say to them, breathe. Lots of people forget and are so worried about what's going to happen, but just bringing it back to breathing. Just count your breaths. Count 10 breaths in and out, and that will really help. Slow your heart rate down, calm yourself, and be able to just think about that breathing because that's the only thing that you need to be doing in that moment. It's not just the breathing that can really help you bring yourself into the present moment. Using affirmations and things that you say to yourself and phrases that can really help put you on the right track and really help you find your flow. The things that I say to myself, and the one thing in particular, is my body achieves what my mind believes. And that can be applied to so many different things in my life. In the moment, I pause, I relax, I breathe, and I say, my body achieves what my mind believes. Now say it with me. My body achieves what my mind believes. I remember seeing the L'Oréal Paris and Prince's Trust campaign for self-worth. I thought it was an amazing initiative because it's something that people don't talk about enough. Experiencing self-doubt and knowing that you actually have a lot of self-worth. And now to be part of the campaign, it's a massive honor. We know for some young people, saying something positive isn't always enough to transform their self-doubt into self-worth. That's why L'Oréal Paris and the Prince's Trust have been running the All Worth It program since 2017. If you're a young person who could benefit from this confidence training program, go to l'orealparis.co.uk/theprincestrust. And why not share this podcast and the others in the series with someone you think deserves a boost of self-worth? Of course, there is the ultimate affirmation that people don't necessarily know to use, but that's, I'm worth it. Say it with me, I'm worth it. That's it. Now say it again,